What I have here are some new, some unknown Zemiros, some well-known Zemiros, and some Zemiros that you can use in interesting situations. So it's a really mixture of many different things. And I hope that they will be beneficial to you. We're going to go straight from the first page. Okay. The first song is a song written by Reb Shmuel Brazil, known colloquially as Shmelky. He wrote, of course, the famous Shmelky singing. And he wrote this Shalom Aleichem, which has become very popular now in the concert world, specifically for Avraham Lafree, who sings it quite a bit. It's something I can use at your own table and the Umgei Shabbat as well. Let's try it. Those of you who are going to have to sing along with me, just sing along with Shimon. So, unless you don't know it, I hope you'll sing with me. We'll take it slower because it's really a slow begin. It's based on the old style of the Shalom Aleichem, the old Hasidic Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashoreis. Please slow it again. It's based on the old style of the Shalom Aleichem, the old Hasidic Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashoreis. Malachi Yalyon, Mimelech Malachi Hamlochi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashoreis. Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malchei Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashoreis, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malchei Hamlochim, Shalom Aleichem is done three times. It's the old style. Each verse is done three times. Because the old time Hasidic Shalom Aleichem is where the rebbes used to sing. As you know, it was only Hasidic because the Misnagdish world didn't sing Shalom Aleichem until recently. So this niggin, modern niggin, is based on that. Next page. This you find all over Eretz Yisrael. All over Eretz Yisrael. Once you come to Eretz Yisrael, this becomes your Shalom Aleichem. It's the Yegesh Shalom Aleichem. Where it came from, I have no idea. It's very similar to Yafet in a way. And the modulation in the middle is very similar to what Yafet does, for instance, in Shir HaMalos.
Sherwood, what key are we in?
A C. We're going to do in a C. It's an F. We're going to start in C. And we're going to go to G. The modulation is G.
And here is how this particular niggun goes. It's something that you use as a variation once in a while in your own home. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashoreis, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malchei Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashoreis, Malachi Elyon, Voi Mimelech Malchei Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's Shalom Aleichem for the first part, and then Baruch Huni for starting at the modulation again. You can keep going. On the bottom we have Kol Mekadesh Shavi. There are a number of Kol Mekadesh Shavis. This one is the original, because it's based, as you notice in a little blurb, on something called the Brüder Weizton, which is an old medieval German secular song, which was, as by the Baal Shem Tov, they were Mekadesh this niggun. It had they felt it had so much meaning. And it was so meaningful that the Jews took it, and they were Mekadesh this niggun and brought it into their own homes. It is disputed, but this is, we know, if you look into the old medieval songbooks, they do have the Brüder Weizton, Brother Weiss's song, is this tune. This you will recognize, though. Well, Mechalalo, okay?
Yes.
There's a variation, of course, which everybody knows. So, that's a variation of that. Yeah, right. Right. That's where it comes from.
Hey, Rob. Or Kel, the Michael Masim, or the Lion Rob, the Kalisha Mark, or the way to the
Kalisha Mark.
And then that lower
stack. Okay. Here is another song that I took out of the Levine book. Something that's enjoyable if you need a different menucha v'simcha once in a while, just a little bit enjoyable thing. You have kids, they enjoy doing this bimba.
Menucha v'simcha ha-yehudi bim-bam bim. Yom Shabbos ein yoy mahmadim bim-bam bim. Shom Ramos of Prof Heimel Yidim bim-bam bim. Kill the shishot ruhim v'yondim bim-bam.
It's a lot of fun. You can do it quickly too. Next page. This has been written in anthologies, as this came from the Double Pasdag anthology. It was originally written, Double took it down as a Kaladon. But I believe that Francine Schenker wrote it originally as a Menucha V'Simcha, so I changed all the words. The music is a little, we had to squeeze in the words in the music, because the music is really written for Kaladon. Okay. This is a very beautiful thing. You can also use it for Kaladon. Try it. It's beautiful for Kaladon on Shabbos when you have a little more time. But certainly it's a beautiful thing in the scene of the beginning of the Sahara Safari Man. By Nechama Goldfarb, and she wrote this Yom Zal Yisrael in the 20s. Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. But this was written by Nechama Goldfarb, and she wrote this Yom Zal Yisrael in the 20s. Yerushalayim Shel Zahav was written in the 60s. Enough said. Listen.
Yom Zel Yisrael Velo Boro Vesimcho Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos Menucho Yom Zel Yisrael Velo Boro Vesimcho Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos Menucho Divisa pekudim, b'mama rasinai, shalosumadim, lishmo bechol shonai, laroch lefonai, basei sviyaruchob, Shabbos, Shabbos, menuchot.
So which came first, the chicken or the egg? Obviously, Naomi Shemer knew music. I mean, she studied music all her life. Either this niggin, she learned it when she was a kid and stuck in her head, and somehow it came out again, or who knows. Anyway, but I think this is the source. This is the source from my perspective. If you need a quick Yom Shel Yisrael, what if it's late, and you've been talking so much at the table, and you suddenly realize you can sing Zmiras, but everybody has to go home, it's late, right? What do you do? Here's a great Lubavitcher niggin that you can sing for Yom Shel Yisrael. It goes quick. Yom Zeh Yisrael, Oy Rav, V'Simcha, Rav, V'Simcha, Shabbos V'Simcha. Yom Zeh Yisrael, Oy Rav, V'Simcha, Rav, V'Simcha, Shabbos V'Simcha. Yom Zeh Yisrael, Yom Zeh Yisrael, Oy Rav, V'Simcha, Yom Zeh Yisrael, Shabbos V'Simcha. I sing a little bit differently. Sivisa pekudim, mamar sinai, shabbos moladim, lishmor bechol shonai, laroch lefonai, vashish v'yamcha, shabbos, shabbos v'yamcha, yom zeh liyisrael, om rov v'simcha. This way you get these mirror done, it goes very quickly. And you've been yoytzeh. All right, this one, some of you know, if you don't know it, just in case, since it's so beautiful, I decided I'd do it anyway. This can be used, by the way, I often use it for Shachar's Kedusha, for Mem Kaimcha. It's beautiful. It fits right in, has nusach, has the Frege-ish touch to it. And it's very, very meaningful. It's very neshamadik. Interestingly enough, most people think that's a popular melody from a recent Hasidic record. It really was written by Chazan Meyerovich, who was the Chazan of the Great Synagogue in London in the 1930s. He wrote a book of Nigunim, and Zmira is very beautiful. And this is one of those of them, and it's exactly, this is how he wrote it. I just added a couple little notes that makes it more contemporary.
F minor.
In fact, all the kids, whenever the kids have bar mitzvahs, that's always the niggun that they sing. And then the kahal already has harmonies, two or three harmonies. Kari ben Olam, here's a niggun that's the favorite one in my house. When everyone comes in the house, this is the one that's always the niggun that they sing. And then the kahal already has harmonies, two or three harmonies. Kari ben Olam, here's a niggun that's the favorite one in my house. When everyone comes in the house, this is the one we always sing for them. It's an old Rishalmi niggun that was adopted by our own Chaver, Chazan Lieber, our honorary president, that he put on a record in the 1960s, which he recorded for Greater Recording Company with his children. And it's not so well known, but it's a lot of fun. For a very simple reason, that the last syllable is always repeated.
Yantum malkon melam, ay 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 simayo, yo 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 yo. Shvakada mochlei yachamoyo. Shmochti machades afrovaram shosho shosho shosho. Lachwa kadisho tivrochnav shosho shosho shosho. Irim kadishin vnei enosho shosho shosho. Hey, maspero, hey, ofish, mayo. Kobi, molom, beyo, mayo, yo, 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 yo. Yantu, makom, melam, mayo, yo, 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 yo. Omeru, tefesi, mayo, yo, 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 yo. Shmakara, lochle, yachana, mayo.
Yes, we will find Ursa towards the end of the year. And I'm with the Shechtum, and I'll come to Shkudushin, shin, 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 shin.
And you can do it much quicker, and there are terrific harmonies for this, by the way. You'll figure that out yourself. You do it always in harmony. Another niggun, which is phenomenal in terms of its intensity, is the famous Majusir Shreik Yasamach. If you don't know it, you should learn it. To sing it at the tish, you know, it's from the Korban Olam, so it's very practical to do right after Korban Olam. With little variations, as we hear it on popular recordings today. And you can also use this niggun in shul too. It also has the masikas. They can use it for also from Kain Chul or even the Holy Kingdom.
Yes. A new niggun by the Busted Rebbe of New York, Rabbi Avram Horowitz, who I'm very close to, who also wrote He also wrote Mehira, 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 right, which is popular today. This niggun he recently wrote, and should be out very soon on the record, which we're trying to put together. He also wrote Mehira, 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 right, which is popular today. This niggun he recently wrote, and should be out very soon on the record, which we're trying to put together with Suki and Ding. This is how it goes. We also sing this after this baroque. We usually switch into this one at home at the table. It's in the key as written, but it starts off in the modulation on the quarter up. Just give me give me a C minor. Give me some C minor. Give me a C minor.
C minor?
Yeah.
Lie, when you meet all my ever souls.
Harmonic, it's a natural thing to harmonize to, especially the second part. And at the end of Kari Ben Olam, just to end it up, is the famous L'Mikdash Echtuv. If you know this, please sing along to it. Oh, I see the last line is missing. I'm sorry. All right, I think you know it anyway.
L'Mikdash Echtuv, L'Mikdash Echtuv, U'L'Kodesh
three-part harmony to it. It's just unbelievable. I don't know if you're going to catch the mysticism of this without the harmony, but I'm going to try. This niggin was not heard in the Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva. This niggin was heard in the home of the Chafetz Chaim in the early 30s. A mashulach came to my wife's uncle, who was the chief rabbi in New Orleans at that time, and said that he had just gotten out off the boat. He had started from Rodin in Poland, and he had just gotten out of the Chafetz Chaim's house the previous Shabbos, and he heard this niggin in the Chafetz Chaim's home. It's an extremely mystical niggin.
Yeah, because the Chafetz Chaim wasn't home at the time, that's why it's mystical.
Oh, yeah.
Something very, very unusual. In each paragraph, we go a little faster, a little faster, a little faster, until at the very end, we again go back into a very slow ending. All right, what I would like to do now, I don't know if we have time to do this, but Sur Mishlo is perhaps the most common of all the Zmiris. There must be hundreds of them. So I decided to just go through some of the more popular ones very quickly, and I want you all to sing along, because you know them all. Just to see how many Sur Mishlos there are. And let's just try them out, okay? Tzur, 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 mishem ha-yachal nilpar v'chu emunay Salmanu, salmanu v'yosanu, kipar v'adoshu Azen et anamoy v'ayinu avdiyinu Achadu eslachu v'yinu shasiyinu Al kendo d'lishmo, k'arem bol d'finu Amarnu veyoninu kadosh kadosh la 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 la. Next page. Right away. One after another. Zur mishloi, zur mishloi yachanu farvechu vemunai zalanu veyosanu kibal adeshem. Zur mishloi yachanu farvechu vemunai zalanu veyosanu kibal adeshem. Hazan eselonoi reyeyu modinu Achanu eslachoi vienu shasinu Akenu dem lishmoi nahalen hoi befinu Amarnu yadinu eikondesh kadeshem Zur mishelau mishelau lachanu Barchu emunai Zalanu tuchanu zalanu viyosanu Kivar adoshem Hatsanes alamol, priyeinu avinu, achanu eslachoi, pienu shasinu. Al keinoi venushmoi, rahalben loi befinu, amarnu veyaninu, enkontoj kadoshem. Mishelom otanu borechu emunai Tzofanu veyotanu kibar adoshem Tzor mishelom otanu borechu emunai Tzofanu veyotanu kibar adoshem Hazan nes, hazan nes, hazan nes elomoy Royeinu, royeinu, avinu Achavanu, achanu eslachmoy Vieninu This, of course, is La Rosa in Florence that we learned before. We have to go through it. We know this one. Right, next page. As we heard that from Ira today, we heard La Rosa. Next page. In G. Zor mishlo, mishlo kachavonu, zor mishlo, mishlo anu, zor mishlo kachavonu, barfu menu, zalanu leyananu, kifan adushe, zor mishlo yachanu, barfu menu, zalanu leyananu, kifan adushe. Now again, as I said, the gold farms write so much. They've written so many things that we don't even know. Here's the Zor Mishlo of the Gold Farms Road. Zor Mishlo Yachanu Borechu Menunai Zlanu Eyosanu Kibar Adoshem Okay, then the Shmur Adem Oy Bifinu Amaru Yoyninu Adoshem. Okay. Now you have many draw your cross. Here is Droya Krav, which is very good for young people again because it has that little thing to make into it. And a little bit of a trick at the end of it, which gets young people interested.
Droya Krav Nevendiva, la 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 la. The Insortim Kimokova, la 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 la. The Shimchem Elon Yushvat, la 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 la.
It's a little bit of a variation on what you've heard. As you notice, that's in parentheses. That's a new variation. Okay. But it's sung that way, by the way, in Extrom now. A lot of people singing it that way with that additional little knipshid, whatever it is. Here's a Yom Shabbos that you can even try for L'Chadodi. But this is a popular one, and it will add to your table.
Yom Shabbosayim Nishkaya Zichra Kareya Chad Micho Vava.
It is so masikistic and it is so laid back that you'll find that if you use it at the beginning of Will of Fire, it sets a calming atmosphere. I don't know if it was intended that way by Thelma Goldfarb, obviously, but it serves the purpose. Let me give you an idea how it sounds. We'll do it a little bit. I'm going to do it in ad lib, even though it seems metrical. I'm going to do it ad lib just to give you the feeling of how it could be used.
He is the Lord, and all of you, Adoshem, Rohi, Minos Deshem, Yarbi Seir, Amen, Luchos, Inarei, Nafshi Shovev, Yachei, Madlei Tzedek, Leman, Shemo, I gam kienech, begets a moves, loli
Yeah, a little bit like that. Right? So obviously, you can sing it in meter, but you can also use it for this purpose. I find that it has a very special feeling to it. Well, thank you very much. I hope you gained something from it. I will give you over to our chairman.
Well, that's a total question. The question is how to teach it to people and how to teach it to Balabhata.
There are two venues, I find, that we teach. We have to teach these to. One, if we use this or other nigunim in shul, the Balabhatim have to learn them to be able to sing them with you. And secondly, you want to teach them, say, at an Onik Shabbos in your old shul, your own shul. So how do you go about it? The process really is not very complicated. First of all, if you're teaching it at an Oneg, you must make sure that everybody has Mir's books that are transliterated. Because as much as we think our Balabhatim know how to read Hebrew, a lot of them don't want to let on that they really can't follow along, especially in the Aramaic, if we're singing Aramaic Mir's. So it's very important to get transliterated as Mir's, so you'll have them with you. If there's a refrain, in most cases, there is a refrain to Smiris. That's the first thing you do. Because at least, if the people don't catch the rest of the song, at least they know the refrain. You can start out the refrain as a wordless niggun, sing it a couple of times, ask them to sing along with you. It's very easy for people to sing it as a wordless niggun. All right, so, for instance, die, 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 die. That they can catch on very easily, all right? And then after they know that, you ask them to sing along the words with you. You If you have time, you can recite the word slowly. But most of the time, you don't have time at an oneg to do that. So you just, once they know the niggun, they can start following along with the transliteration if they have problems with the Hebrew. And then, I wouldn't even teach them the main part of the song. Because that they'll catch. And you can encourage them to sing also on la la la, without having to sing the words. This way they know the refrain, so they can always come in on the refrain. They feel at least they know something, they've gained something by it. Because at an oneg, you're limited in time. It's the best way to teach generally is mirrors, because mirrors are very long. A niggun, you have other ways to teach a niggun, you know, that's easier. But mirrors are very complicated. It's hard to teach the body of it. Get the refrain down, make sure they can sing the refrain. What about in shul, if you're trying to sing, teach a new congregational melody to your congregation? First of all, if you don't have this possibility, then I have an alternate suggestion, which is the most common one that I use. If you have a possibility of meeting with a group of your balabatim that you know that like to sing, let's say you want to sing a new niggun tomorrow for kedusha.